standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning it's Dr. Betty Martini. We're going to be talking certainly about the fact that they're poisoning our food. They know exactly what they're doing. Aspartame is a deadly poison. It is in 14,000 food products. It breaks down into methanol and formaldehyde. And, of course, this is widely known, at least among the scientists, who are intent upon doing harm to your health. That's why you need to read the labels on everything and find out which of the items do have aspartame or NutraSweet or one of the other myriad of names that they use to conceal the fact that they're poisoning your children. They know exactly what they're doing. And one of the few people who has the courage to speak out against this, who has any knowledge on the subject, is Betty Martini, but of course she has all sorts of scientific material. You can go to her website, you can find that leading scientists have agreed with her, but you're never going to hear about it through the controlled media, because the media is rigidly controlled in ladies in America, ladies and gentlemen, and you do not get the truth through the standard media. Betty Martini, tell us what the latest is as far as this effort to poison the American people with aspartame.
You know, Dr. Stan, I was just reading the newspaper this morning, and there's an article, I guess, from yesterday, and it says Coke faces industry headwinds and that they've lost 5%. Well, the thing of it is that people in this country are now realizing about Diet Coke and the aspartame in it, and they're getting off of it. And the pop companies are having a lot of difficulty. Where they're going up is in other countries. And, of course, we have operations in 43 countries, and we have to work a lot more in the other countries. But I think that people are beginning to see, and when they get off of it and their many symptoms go away, they realize that they've been poisoned. And that's exactly what it is. In fact, I just a new article I just wrote for the National Health Federation, Health Freedom News, just came out, Rotgut Aspartame Methanol Mania, because, you know, the methanol in it, everybody remembers Prohibition and how many thousands went blind and died on it. And, of course, aspartame has the methanol in it, which turns to formaldehyde and is destroying people's health. And, of course, the other products in it is an excitotoxin, aspartic acid, which stimulates neurons to brain to death, causing brain damage. Dr. Blaylock, you know, wrote the book on it, Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kills. It's got so much phenylalanine in it, 50%, that it that this is causing so many problems, and the depletion of serotonin makes it a psycho drug because it's causing all kinds of these kind of problems, and then it breaks down to a brain tumor agent. So when you talk about poison, this is one of the worst poisons anybody could use, and it's been on the market for so many years that when Dr. Mani wrote his book, While Science Sleeps, The Sweetener Kills, he talks about the percent of illnesses like, you know, MS and lupus. It causes all the autoimmune diseases. But I'm glad to see that people are getting the message and getting off of it, because it is causing so many problems that that people just don't understand. They're young. All of a sudden, they start going blind, and they do not realize what's happening. And the new news is that Dr. Walton is now doing a study on birth defects. And you can go to my website, www.mp, WHI.com, and on the second banner, you'll see it. And it doesn't matter whether you use aspartame or whether your children have the problems, but if you have given birth after 1984, in order for this to be successful, we want everybody to fill out this form and send it to Dr. Walton, and you can email it to him at rwalton193@aol.com.
All right. Now, what is this form? What is Dr. Walton trying to accomplish?
Well, the thing of it is, we knew that aspartame caused birth defects, and Dr. Lewis Elsis testified before Congress about it, and people were just absolutely furious. But the worst thing that I've ever seen the FDA do, and this is just a hideous, hideous crime, is that the studies done by the manufacturer showed that it caused neurotubular defects, and that's autism, cleft palate, spina bifida. And they made a deal with the manufacturer that they would never allow the public to ever see these studies. So here the FDA knew that women who were pregnant...
Where are these studies, Betty, and how can people get them?
Well, first of all, back, I guess it's been 10 years ago now, I called Jerome Bressler, and he told me, I thanked him because he had retired from the FDA, and he had written the famous Bressler report about all the shenanigans and what they had done, and I thanked him for being one of the honest people at the FDA. And he said to me, Betty, the FDA has stripped two studies from my report, and we have to get them. The public doesn't know. And it's hard for me to live with this. And, of course, it took me 8 years to find these studies, and that's what they were. They were teratology studies, and it showed, you know, the cleft palates. It showed what it did. And we added it back to the Bressler report, and you can go to my website, and you'll see the Bressler report on a banner, and you can read them, and you will see where we added these studies back, and you can read them for yourself. Well, then the FDA realized I had exposed it to the world, and there was nothing they could do. And Dr. Monty had tried to get teratology studies for years, and the FDA would not release them. So after I did that, they went ahead and released to Dr. Monty four of them, and that's why he wrote this book. And I...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful 4CV set on this. We also have Dr. Leos Cook, excited talking to patients.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Union Colony Insurance and Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance at 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. Union Colony.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Betty Martini. And Betty is simply talking about damaging effect of aspartame and all of the congenital deformities, teratology deformities. We do carry a four excellent 4-CD set on this. We also have the book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. They're available by calling 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. You say if these things are going on, why doesn't somebody sue the people who are distributing this, Coke, Pepsi, who are using aspartame in their diet products? And, of course, they simply buy off the lawyers. Why doesn't some lawyer bring a massive multi-hundred-billion-dollar suit against Coke or Pepsi and sue them for all the damage and all the children's lives they've destroyed?
Well, you know, I've been asking the same question for years and years, but attorneys tell me this, that the only attorneys that can do this are like the tobacco attorneys that have multi-million dollars, because the aspartame industry, just imagine if heroin was on the market, well, how much money they would make. Well, aspartame is very addictive, and they have bottomless checkbooks, and so this is the reason. So, you know, but I'm surprised that now, with, you know, after so long, that they haven't done this. But I, you know, you asked me a question just before the commercial here, and I want to tell people that they can go to Dr. Monty's website, www. While Science Sleeps, and they have the last chapter of the book free on autism, and they can read all about these studies and what this is doing to our people. And what worries me now is that the dairy people have asked the FDA to allow aspartame in dairy without proper labeling, because they know that if it says, as the FDA themselves says, if they have something like chocolate milk, it has reduced calories. So they know that's aspartame, and they won't use it. So they're taking, as the FDA admitted, the reduced calories off of it, so they won't know, and they'll use it. And they're doing this in school. And we've got to get aspartame banned out of the schools, because aspartame has caused the ADD and the ADHD. I know you carry the movie Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, and if you remember, in the movie, they actually went to the ADD people, and they said that before aspartame was approved, they hardly ever used the terms ADD and ADHD. And so the children are getting all these problems in school, and the FDA is allowing them to use more aspartame with full knowledge. They ought to put the FDA out of business.
Well, of course, there's criminal activity at the highest levels of our government, as they're intent upon poisoning the people. And, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to look after your own family. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Betty, our number is 800, to call this program, it's 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, if you have a question for Betty, who's been on the front lines of this battle. Betty, are you under pressure to try to silence you and keep you from getting the truth out?
No. I've been doing this now for over 20 years now. And if I hadn't done this, there would be a lot more people dead from it, because that's what's happening. You know, Diane Fleming is in prison. Her husband was using it. all day long, and he died from acute and chronic methanol poisoning. There was another case, you know, in New York, and I think the woman was using it, and she couldn't understand why she was gaining weight because aspartame causes obesity. So she decided to use nothing at all but aspartame products. And, of course, she dropped dead, and the diagnosis was acute methanol poisoning, and I think her husband was put in prison. So people are dying from the methanol poisoning, and something has absolutely got to be done about it. I agree with you. I think they should have massive class action suits because it is so well known. Yesterday, I went to Aspartame News, and article after article after article on aspartame and its effects. It's very, very well known now. You can do this every day and get these articles on it, and it'll tell you all the different problems that it causes, that it's going to cause obesity, that it's a psycho drug, that it's going to cause the mental problems. And the doctors have told me that the mental hospitals are full of people that are nothing in the world but aspartame victims. And there they are, sipping Diet Coke and using more aspartame. And, of course, as Dr. Roberts put it, his...
Betty, we have a caller. Let's see who's calling in. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's Amy from Northern Colorado.
Yeah,
I would like... I have a very best friend who's a recovering alcoholic, and I have given her this information about, well, let me start with, she drinks coffee till noon, and in each cup of coffee, she puts at least three of those yellow, blue, or pink packages in there with the aspartame in there, three of them in one cup. And then after she's drank coffee all morning, she goes to Diet Coke. And I try and tell her that she's never out of the alcohol because she's drinking that, and I've even sent her a copy of Dr. Roberts' book, but she won't listen. So could you please speak to the recovering alcoholics of this world, what they're doing to their body as long as they're still taking that crap? And
well,
I'll take her off care.
I want to tell you one thing. I don't know if you know, but ethanol is actually the antidote for methanol toxicity, and it may be why she's still standing on 2 feet if she is using any of the ethanol. But as far as what it is doing, it destroys every part of the body. Dr. Roberts wrote a book, Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic, and it is the medical text on it. And it goes from every part of the body. It goes from the fact that it causes diabetes, and it the effect that it has on the eyes, the effect that it has, you know, on mental, the autoimmune diseases that it causes. It also causes infertility while you're using it. All these people that get married and want to have a family and don't understand why they can't, and then if they get off of it and get pregnant, get back on it again, it's an abortifacient. Many times they lose the baby. If it lives, it's a teratogen and causes birth defects. And so she absolutely should get off of it because what she is using every day is a poison. And there's nobody that escapes it. There is nobody that escapes it. You know, they become numb to it, and they get particularly addicted to it. But it's going to affect every part of the body.
The FDA knows exactly what they're doing for years. They actually fought it for 15 years, did everything they could to keep it from being introduced. It was introduced during Ronald Reagan's administration. And, of course, everybody knows how wonderful Reagan was. He intentionally put a man in there to bring this in and poison the American people. President Reagan knew exactly what he was doing. But, of course, he said everything we believe. He had the most wonderful smile, and we all love him. But basically, of course, the FDA officials, I mean, if you work for the FDA and you try to tell the truth, you're going to get into real trouble. In fact, what's happened to the people from the FDA who did tell the truth, Betty? Didn't they get all sorts of problems?
Yeah, and Dr. Adrian Gross kept speaking out And when he testified before Congress, he said that, you know, it was illegal because it caused brain tumors and brain cancers, and it violated the Delaney Amendment. And if the FDA violates its own laws, who's left to protect the public? Those were his famous last words. So they sent him to the EPA. Now, this is a very interesting thing about the EPA, because when you think of aspartame, you think about the FDA. But one night, my husband and I were out, and we met this man and who had worked for the EPA. And every time I go out, you know, I give out flyers, and he says, I know about aspartame. And I kept saying, well, did you know this? And did you know this? Do you know that it causes male sexual dysfunction? Some of the things that maybe people would know. He said, yes. He said, I know more than you do. I said, well, then maybe you should tell me something that I don't know. And then he told me, he said, I work for EPA, and I'm a pathologist. Okay. Pathologists are people who do autopsies. And he had a department there just for people that had evidently died from aspartame. And he told his superiors, he said, look at the amount of people that are dying from aspartame. How can they not take this off the market? And he said his superiors told him that, he says, they'll have to. That they just can't allow this many people to die from it. And he said that was back in the early 1990s. And I talked to him in 2010. He says, and it's still on the market. So I often wonder if Dr. Gross started that department at the EPA that nobody knows about.
We have a caller who's calling in.
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. It's Amy again. I was wondering if Betty could address the GRAS list, you know, the generally, I'm not sure what the R is, accepted as safe. I have a book, it's the fifth edition, Ruth Winter, MS on food additives, and I can't believe how many things are in here accepted by the GRAS standard, but they haven't been checked for 30, 40, 50 years, and they're putting it in more and more stuff all the time.
Well, that's
my answer off the air, that generally accepted as safe ingredient thing, Betty. Thank you.
Well, you have to understand that that industry is very, very powerful. And there are so many of these things that are not safe, like Splenda, for instance. And they just keep putting them on the market. And they don't do anything about it. People complain about it. And so what are you left to do except for, like I started Mission Possible, and there are other organizations everywhere telling people don't use it, and that's all they can do. And the reason that I did this, you know, everybody has to take some responsibility for what they put in their mouth, and they should do research. But the reason that I did this is because in the case of aspartame, it's a deadly poison, and they are lied to. You call the FDA, and they say it's safe when they know that it's not. And so people go ahead and use it, and that is really the big problem. And as far as your friend's concerned, there is a safe product. In fact, I was talking many years ago to this man who grew herbs in the Amazon rainforest, and I said, the problem is, okay, we get them off of aspartame, and they get on Splenda. And Dr. Bowen always said, if they go from aspartame to Splenda, because it's also a poison, he says they're going to maintain the reactions from aspartame and pick up those from Splenda. So So I said, you know, what do we do? There's a sulfine potassium, and it caused cancer and leukemia in original studies. And it was, you know, all these are against the Delaney Amendment. And Dr. Siffredi in Italy has also done a study on Splenda, and it causes cancer. And, of course, it's chlorine, so, you know what to expect. So he said, I will make something. And he did. And it's called Just Like Sugar. And you can go to justlikesugar.com and you can put in your zip code and you can find out where you can get it in your city. And this is something your friend could use.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought, Betty. We'll be back in just a moment here. Our number is 877-254.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, it's very hard for people to believe anything could be this large, this complicated, extensive, that there could be an organized effort to poison the American people. But when you're dealing with organized evil, these people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. They are well organized, they're well financed. Some of the wealthiest people in the world are involved in the population control agenda, and this is part of population control. We have an excellent 4-CD set on that. We have my talk on population control, the secret agenda, is available on DVD. That's population control, the secret agenda. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Is our caller still there? Well, Betty, I guess not. If anybody else would like to call, our number is 877-254-7524. And, Betty, I want you to get out your website and let people know how they can get in touch with you and your ministry and read the material you have.
Okay, my website is www.mpwhi.com. If you can't remember that, It stands for Mission Possible World Health International. And if you want the aspartame resource guide, so you can email it to other people, you can email me at BettyM19@mindspring.com, and we have a list. You can subscribe, in fact, on the website so that you will get updates day to day and know what's going on.
Okay, we'll get you right ahead. You were just telling us a little bit about some of the devastating effects that this has. Certainly, and the fact that certainly it's in Diet Coke, it's in Diet Pepsi, it's poisoning people. But you say that actually the number of people using Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi is falling off. You think this is because people are beginning to understand that it contains a poison, and the people who are manufacturing the Coke and the Pepsi understand that?
Yes, I think they are in the United States. But, you know, when I tell you that this is a poison and you wonder, well, how many people it's going to kill, I want to tell people that I did go to Barcelona and I did talk to Dr. Alemany, who did the famous Troco study, which shows that the formaldehyde embalms living tissue and damages DNA. And when you damage DNA, you can destroy humanity. And the first thing that Dr. Alemany said to me was, Betty, this is going to kill 200 million people. So I want you to take it very, very seriously. And I want to tell you about the California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, who recently ruled that the safe dose of methanol is 23,000 micrograms a day, the acceptable dietary intake. And that's what you get in a single diet drink. A microgram is a millionth of a gram. A gram is 1/28 of an ounce. So in California, anybody drinking over one diet drink a day, you know, they're telling you, that it's absolutely a poison. And you knew this anyway because of prohibition. I mean, just look at how many people died. The problem is that we've got all these front groups, like the Calorie Control Council. They actually had the audacity to write a Miami newspaper and say not only was it okay for pregnant women to use this, but you know there's a PKU warning on it for people that are phenylketonurics who can't metabolize phenylalanine. They said it was okay for them to use it too. And Dr. Blaylock wrote a scathing letter, you know, about this. So this is another problem that we have, that when you see these front groups, anybody that tells you today after 30 years on the market that aspartame is safe, you know that they're either a front group or they are paid by industry. There's not anybody today that can be that ignorant to know what it's doing because it's all over the net. You can put in dangers of aspartame and get millions of hits because people today are knowing, you know, how poisonous it is.
Well, the fact that this is being utilized, that the high government officials know, and they're certainly going right along with this, shows that there are people in government who really do believe in population control and are intentionally and maliciously and viciously poisoning our people and poisoning our children. What does it do to the mind? Or what does it do to the brain of our children? How does it affect our children, Betty?
Well, first of all, when the thing about children is, and for as an example, there was one that would come into the hairdresser. A mother would bring their little boy, and he'd just have a tantrum to have a Diet Coke, and she would give it to him, and he would get, you know, just all kinds of behavioral problems. In fact, there was a Dr. Barrett that called me from the Dominican Republic, and he says, I want to tell you what happened. here in the Dominican Republic. He said, I changed the diet of 360 children. They were very small, and they were drinking milk, and we didn't want them to have too much milk and get diabetes. And so he changed it. He said, Betty, if there had been, you know, 20% who were affected, maybe we wouldn't have known. 30%. But almost 100% of these kids became, had all kinds of, they were restless. They had behavioral problems. They couldn't sit still. And it was an amazing thing to see. I said, well, doctor, get them off of it. So anyway, he called me back about a week later, and he said the most incredible thing, as soon as we took them back, they all reverted to normal. And this gives you an idea of what's happening to our kids. You see them having temper tantrums. And Dr. Robert told me many, many times, he says, when you see children killing children, you have to consider aspartame. So think about all the crime, people doing things and they don't know why they're doing it. Think of the, think of, you put your life in the hands of a pilot, for instance, and they have contracts with the airlines. And Dr. Blaylock wrote us a pilot alert. And the reason that we started it is that a pilot by the name of Cliff Evans went, wrote Dr. Blaylock, and he said, dumb I'm not, but I could not, make a decision on aspartame. And I crashed my plane in a tree, and I lived to tell about it. So he came to Atlanta and asked me to help the pilots. And so Dr. Blaylock wrote the pilot alert, which you'll see on our website. You know, when I get on the plane, I take these packets.
Hold that thought. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Are you concerned, ladies?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Betty Martini, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We're talking about aspartame, has any other name, is NutraSweet, artificial sweetener. But understand it's a deadly poison, they know that, It's in 14,000 products made available to the American people. It is directly related to all sorts of congenital deformities in women, pardon me, in children, and of course, it's because women tend to get to gain weight when they are pregnant. Why? They feed them a diet drink, aspartame, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, knowing full well it will increase the number of congenital malformations in our children. And yet, and we see the skyrocketing malformations, and the government officials say, oh, shucks, we have no idea why it's happening. And, of course, some of them do, most of them don't. But some of them do, and they go right along with it. Because if you speak out against this and you work for government, they're going to go after your job, go after you. You're not allowed to tell the truth when you work for government, unfortunately, because we're dealing with organized evil destroying our children. Who do we have calling in?
Good morning. This is Anne, and I wanted to ask her if this is related or how this is related to the pharmaceutical companies, because if the aspartame companies create a problem, then they're going to try to create some kind of drugs to treat all these horrible things.
Well, that's true. You know, let me give you an example. Is that take something like fibromyalgia, and Dr. Roberts called it a junk bucket diagnosis. And one day on Dateline, they had a debate about, you know, I'm having difficulty hearing. It almost sounds like she's still asking a question, but I can't hear it.
No, I'm not asking a question.
Okay. Anyway, on Dateline, they had one doctor said it does not exist. There is no fibromyalgia. And the other doctor said, yes, it does, but because they suffer these terrible pains. He says, but one thing that they agreed on, that people that had fibromyalgia had a depletion in serotonin, which is what aspartame causes and causes all these behavioral problems and psychological problems. Anyway, then it became a legitimate disease because the pharmaceutical company thought, hey, here's something we can make more money on, and they made a drug for fibromyalgia, and now it's an existing thing. The thing of it is, aspartame causes joint pain. It hardens the synovial fluids. And don't think that they didn't know this, because they did studies in six countries, because the lady that translated Norma Vera these studies called me when she heard me on a radio station, and she told me, she says, they took people from villages that were very poor and wouldn't be missed. And he says it caused brain tumors and seizures, and it hardened the synovial fluids. Although Dr. Roberts says it's all the whole chemical mess. So yes, the pharmaceutical people make money on it. And not only that, they have full knowledge, and they put it in the drugs. I was just noticing that it was in Prevacid yesterday, and I thought at one time I had even taken that and didn't know it, although I always asked the pharmacist, is there any aspartame in any pharmaceutical drug that you take? And you have to do that, or you have to have a PDR, a physician desk reference, which you can buy anywhere, and it will tell you what is in each drug. Because people can't get well. They're taking a poison with their drug. So, yes, in answer to your question, the pharmaceutical companies do know, and they're actually putting it in the drugs.
What is your website again and your name again?
It's www.mpwhi.com, Mission Possible World Health International.
.com. And your name? And your name.
Thank you for calling. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest, Betty Martini. Mission possible. Mission possible. And it's possible that we can get the people mobilized, but does the average person really care that they're poisoning our children? Does the average person believe it could be true? Why aren't you speaking out? Why aren't you telling everybody what they're doing? We should be shutting down our stores that are selling the Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi because they're poisoning our children. And they know what they're doing, and they're doing it intentionally. Well, Betty, basically, now you say this is in 60 other countries that are actually pushing this?
We have operations in 43 countries, but aspartame is being sold all over the world. But what worries me is about Codex, you know, and they believe that Codex puts a lot of their ability and EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority. Now, here's what's going on over there, and I think people should know about it because it's really tragic, because I've worked with the European Food Safety Authority. Now, they keep saying, you know, it's safe. So anyway, Parliament really got on them, and they told them, they said, look, here a study has come in where they used 60,000 women and showed that aspartame jumps preterm births by 76%, I think it was. Go back and do it again. And he said, you know, how can it be safe with all these studies coming in? And one came in on that it showed that it causes heart attacks and strokes. Another one came in and showed that it causes diabetes. They come in constantly. So I thought, now, what is the European Food Safety Authority going to do when all these studies by independent specialists show all this? So they said, again, it's safe. And I asked, you know, how did they do this? And it turned out is what they did was they threw out 82 scientific.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Try Property Management and Greeley reminds us, in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Try Property Management and Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit tryplacestolive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and we don't get compensated for what we do. We're just trying to sound an alarm and let the American people know they're poisoning our children. They're poisoning us. There is a population controlled agenda. If you haven't heard our four tape set on population, four CD set on population control, you need to get it. You need to hear my talk on population control, the secret agenda. You need to understand there really is an agenda to poison our people. We have the four CD set on aspartame. We have the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills by Dr. Blaylock. We have his other book on health and nutrition secrets that can save your life, and we recommend all of them. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But we do hope the many of you out there will really want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of programs. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to sound the alarm on so many different items. Aspartame is simply one of the means by which they're poisoning and destroying the lives of our children. And why are more and more of our children having congenital abnormalities? Why are we having all sorts of behavior problems with our kids? Why do we have a lot of kids who simply go out and shoot other children and can't give you an explanation at all for it? And of course, you'll find a lot of these kids are drinking aspartame. Others drinking Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi. But you're never going to hear this sort of thing because the media is rigidly controlled in America. Six major corporations control the media. And, of course, we cover that very well in our information. We carry on the media. We carry the book, The New Media Monopoly. That's the new media monopoly. Going into the six major corporations that control the media. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, you can listen to our programs on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. But your job is to get other people listening, to get other people informed, so they can begin to prepare for the very, very difficult times that are coming because God is going to bring his judgment on America. Behind everything going on today are powerful demonic forces that are manipulating things. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, you can go ahead and just live your life and say everything's going to be fine, but things are not going to be fine. We're heading towards a financial catastrophe. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. They're going to destroy the infrastructure of this country. There's going to be increasing unrest in America in the weeks and the months that lie ahead. And whether it's going to be this year or next year, the year after, I can't tell you. Although I do believe that there are going to be some dramatic changes in America this year. But whether things are going to get bad, but you need to begin making preparations. That's why you need to listen to our program and begin to listen to the programs we have with people. We'll tell you what you need to do financially, and psychologically, and fiscally, but mostly spiritually. Our number 1-800-544-897. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get this out. 5 12 distributed.